Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
To have you with us on Biz Talk Radio, it is Frankie Boyer. And today, our first guest is an attorney. He's a former practicing attorney. And he's written a book, and the book is called Hope Never Dies. It is a culmination of his work developed after cancer, and it also cancer also took his father's life over 20 years ago. And it's a fascinating look because it has three parts, and we're going to get into the book in detail with Rick. But Rick, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure having you with us.
Thank you. A pleasure to be here.
So tell us your story and how this odyssey of yours, this journey, unfolded.
Absolutely. On March 29th, 1996, my father died of cancer. At the time, I knew nothing about cancer, and I still remember the day when the doctor came up to me on the third floor of the hospital and said, "We look at your dad's situation as terminal." Lo and behold, 6 weeks later, 1.5 months later, my dad was gone. And I wondered as time evolved, why do some people beat the odds when most don't? Why are there some outliers out there? Why are there some exceptions of people who live 5, 10, and 20 plus years later when most people don't? So I just took a deep dive into research. And I looked everywhere I could. I read 100 books on the topic. I went to a website called PubMed.gov, which has 27 million studies on it globally. It's actually a National Institute of Health website. I went to cancer conferences all across the country. This question just gnawed at me. Why do some people survive and thrive when others don't? So some 25 conferences later, I came to the conclusion that there are other medical tools out there. There are other therapies and treatments out there beside the strict standard of care, which, as we know, is chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, that can have a profound impact on enhancing the immune system regarding attacking cancer and altering the progress of cancer, and ultimately can save lives. And I found this across the board with all kinds of cancer, whether it was colon, lung, prostate, breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, brain cancer, melanoma, ovarian, all kinds of cancers. But the journey began with the death of my father. There was also some other deaths in my family as a result of cancer. And cancer is now becoming, it's now neck and neck with heart disease as the biggest killer in this country. But I looked at the way cancer is treated today, the way it therapeutically, the oncology world goes after cancer, and I came to a lot of conclusions based on my research, based on my interviews, that there are better ways to attack cancer, eradicate cancer, control cancer, and slow its progression.
I know that you are on the board of one of my favorite organizations, the Annie Appleseed Project, which is such a great, great
yes
project and wonderful group. I know, and you know, that there are safe and effective cancer treatments that are not part of the conventional standard of care in this country. Why are we not hearing more about them? And why, in your opinion, do you feel that this is such a controversial subject and topic?
Great question, Frankie. There's a couple of reasons. Number one, in 1982, there was a survey done of all the medical schools in this country, and obviously medical school is the first place that that medical doctors go to get education. In 1982, 37% of the medical schools actually offered a course on something as basic as nutrition. In 2010, 27% of the medical schools offered a class in nutrition, something as basic as nutrition. So when it comes to a lot of therapies, including nutritional oncology, the medical profession does not have the background and the knowledge in these areas. Secondly, a big area concerns the FDA. We really live in an era of pharmaceutical medicine. People go to the doctor and say, "Doc, can you give me something to get rid of this nasty cold, this flu, or whatever the malady might be? What can I get?" Well, they will only prescribe things that are FDA approved. To get something FDA approved in the cancer world, first they evaluate cancer in the petri dish. Then they do animal studies. Then they do what's called a phase one study, which might be 50 to 80 different people. Then a phase two study, which could be 300 to 500 people. And then a phase three study, which is about 3,000 to 5,000 people. It takes approximately, and there's no exaggeration here at all, no hyperbole, 10 to 15 years to accomplish this type of study. And according to Tufts University Medical School, study of drug approval, and this was a 2014 report, approximately $2.5 billion, with a B, from inception to drug approval. Now, there are others who say it only costs $1 billion, but in my book, $1 billion is a lot of money. So why do they spend this kind of money to
it's
test
a lot of money for
in
anybody's
drugs?
Book, I think. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. So they spend this kind of money because they can procure, they can obtain patents that last 20 years and protect those investments and reap billions of dollars per year. Think about it. Today on television, we see an abundance of we see an abundance of drug commercials these days, which we didn't see 20 years ago. It is big business. So in the integrative and alternative world with other therapies, there are lots of therapies that are non-pharmaceutical, and you will never see an FDA-approved study of any kind 99.99% of the time, with non-pharmaceutical agents or non-pharmaceutical chemicals or non-pharmaceutical therapies. Therefore, the medical profession cannot and will not recommend anything that is not FDA approved, because you cannot get patents on natural agents and non-pharmaceuticals.
Right.
And who's going to spend $1 billion on these things if there's no return on investment? It does not happen.
You know, Dr. Susan Love, many years ago, and I've had the good pleasure of interviewing her several times, said that she felt that there would never be a cure for cancer, for breast cancer, because it would not be economically feasible, and it would support it. It would stop the pink ribbon campaign, and she went on and on and on. And I tend to agree with her. It's very disappointing to see the big business that cancer brings to so many outlets. And
yes,
as you know and I know, because of the fact that we in this country allow the advertisement of pharmaceuticals, which New Zealand and America are the only two countries that allow it, there is so much that is put out there. And it is a huge business for television networks and magazines, and no one wants to lose that revenue, Rick, in my opinion.
It,
so,
it, it, Very, very true. The cancer industrial complex has its tentacles in many, many areas. And it's an industry that's huge. Right here where I live in the Phoenix, Scottsdale, Arizona area, there are a number of major cancer centers and hospitals. And it's ubiquitous. It's not just national, it's global. And it is such a huge conglomerate that if somebody came up with a cure, hypothetically, it would destroy lots of businesses. I will say that cancer is a very complex disease, and it is not as simple as people think. We see lots of advertisements about let's find a cure next year. I actually don't believe, whether it's for political reasons, the preservation of large corporate conglomerates as a rationale, or the complexity of the disease, it is very tricky with changing mutations all the time.
Yes.
But we have made such poor progress and allocated funds so poorly in this area. When we can go to the moon in 1969, and when Nixon said in 1971 that he had this major cancer initiative and he was going to conquer cancer, it evidently did not happen. We have to question allocate funds.
Rick Shapiro, this is just too complicated for a quick segment, so you need to come back. Hope Never Dies, How 20 Late-Stage and Terminal Cancer Patients Beat the Odds. What's the best website, Rick Shapiro?
You can to get the book, you can go directly to Amazon and buy it on Amazon or at hopeneverdies.com. Either way,
okay.
And it provides a lot of resources and tools.
Thank you. We'll be back in just a moment. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard water plays a key role in our good health. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Biz Talk Radio. And what a perfect segment coming up because, you know, I don't know about you, but don't you love, be honest, don't you love when something unusual comes to your desk, when you get something in the mail and you open it up and you're like, wow, this is really cool. Well, that's exactly, it's like rich, David Little is filled with this, these good chairs that can happen to each and every one of us because chocolatetext.com is, first of all, you tell us what it is, and it's nice to have you with us, David.
Well, thank you for inviting us, and good morning, Boston and the rest of the country. Chocolate Text is a site that we have designed, and we have multiple products on it, the basis being Belgian chocolate. So what we do with chocolate is we incentivize, motivate, and generally make people feel good. The number one product we use that applies is we write messages out with chocolate text. People go online and they write a message as if they're writing a text or an email. And they type it in or they click it in. And we have over 100 letters, emojis, icons, numbers. So you can actually type out the message. We put it in the box piece by piece, which spells it out. We add a little message card if you want to write something extra and not in chocolate. And we ship it to the recipient.
That is so cool. That is so cool.
Did you get yours, Frankie?
I did. Oh, my gosh. Tell me, how do you even think about, how did this even come about, David?
Well, we have a couple interesting products. We're not found at retail. One day I was reflecting. We've been in the chocolate business now for about 20-some-odd years. And the world has gotten so impersonal with, and now we're in the holiday season. What are we doing? People are running out getting gift cards. They're sending emails, texts. It's lost the personal aspect of gift giving, or in the business sense, it's lost a lot of customer relationship that used to really be celebrated around this time of the year. So we designed the concept to mold the alphabet and the numbers and other things and put it together in a package that can be shipped. And that's sort of a really surprise way to send your message.
Tell us about your teaming up with the Red Cross, please.
Well, we have a couple products here besides the chocolate text, and a lot of our employees here have family in the affected areas, Puerto Rico, Florida, etc. And we were actually hit here by Storm Sandy a couple of years back in the Northeast.
Sure.
So we decided to do the right thing and give a percentage of the sales to the Red Cross, whereby they would help victims of these various storms that came through the last couple months.
How fabulous of you to do that, really. But what makes this so unique is that you're not using junk chocolate. I mean, this is premium chocolate.
Right. We use premium Belgian chocolate, milk and dark. because it's not hard to use the right thing. And if you don't want to ruin somebody's message by them getting stuff that they don't really like. So it's all got to be consistent quality through and through, including the delivery.
Right. Right. And you also have, tell us the different, you can do political. Oh my gosh, that is so fun, the political stuff that you're doing.
Right. If you go to Chocolate Text, we've sort of gone in a lot of different directions because, again, we have a lot of fun with chocolate. And the bottom line is money can't buy you love, but chocolate can. And we try
no kidding.
And.
It's my middle name.
You should. I'll tell you some of the messages later we get. But we've, again, used the same process of today's personalized world. It's all about me. So one thing we came up with a couple of years ago is we got in the political arena with chocolates. And we made chocolates that were labeled Democrat, Republican, even images of the candidates. So what we did for this holiday season, and we came up with what we call the Purple Political Games, whereby you can play chess or checkers, and the pieces have the top political images, both of cabinet members or leaders of the two respective parties, and you play chess with them. And as you capture the pieces, you can eat them, so to speak. So it's a way, literally, to bring people together who come from different political spectrums for more of a sweet discussion about politics rather than an antagonistic event.
Yeah, yeah. What's your favorite out of all the things that you do? What's your favorite?
Since I'm the main creator, I'm sort of prejudiced. I did like the Purple Political. But you know, in business, you have to come up with new products and reinvent yourself. We also come up with a product we call a chocolate sidecar that we developed and patented about a year ago. What it is, it's a piece of chocolate that actually sits on a glass like a garnishment.
Oh, yeah, this is brilliant.
Kinds of messages.
Yeah, this is brilliant, yeah.
And yeah, we do a lot of work for corporations. Some of the companies put their logos on it. We have basketball, football. For the Super Bowl, we put New England on it. And we did some work up there in your neck of the woods. I think the chocolate sidecar is the most fun thing because people walk around showing who they're rooting for. We're now taking that to a new level and working with police departments in the Northeast, especially New Jersey, to try and deter drunk driving by making a chocolate that says designated driver on it. So you walk around the bar, the restaurant.
Oh, nice.
And you're the designated driver. It says so on your drink.
I love that. That's so brilliant. That's brilliant. And David, you also do the organic cookies.
Right. We do some cookies as part of our we came up with a new collection for the holidays related to the Red Cross. We call it Chocolate Cheers for Charity, where we do cookies with a feel-good message on them, which is part of a tin of. So it's not your regular cookies. It's each cookie is a chocolate dipped, and it has messages on it, you know, here's to love, here's to feeling good, et cetera, et cetera. So it's one thing to get a tin of cookies and chocolates, but it's another to have real, really obvious messages like, wow, I'm going to take this and that. The chocolate text is actually the most fun because we've seen so many people take these chocolate text messages and actually reword them for fun and send us pictures of them.
Oh, I bet. David, When did you come up with this concept? How long have you been around ChocolateText.com?
Well, we've been in business for about 25 years. Chocolate Text we came up with a couple of years ago. Chocolate Sidecar was last year. The Purple Political was this year. We also came up with another fun thing we called Selfie Tins. Obviously, everybody takes a lot of pictures, and selfie pictures and family pictures and Snapchat. And we have a process on our website that you can upload a picture, manipulate it, put in writing, and we reproduce it on a label on a tin. So it's a nice way for a family memento. We get a lot of pictures, believe it or not, of pets that people send to their loved ones or their kids at school.
Oh, I love it.
We've been doing it for about a year and a half, a different
varieties. Oh, I bet that's – I mean, this is so brilliant. If you want a unique presentation, a beautiful presentation, a unique gift, I think this is the way to go. It's chocolatetext.com. And have some fun this year. And where do you see people's faces when they open them up? It's priceless, absolutely priceless. It's great, great concept. Thank you so much, David Little. What's the best? Is it just chocolatetext.com?
Just like it sounds, chocolatetext, like the word text.com. And everything's on there, and people can go to town, start designing, and we ship it via U.S. mail all over the country.
Awesome. Thank you so much. David Little. What
Thanks
a pleasure.
For your time. Bon appetit.
And yes. And we'll be back there. Who doesn't love chocolate? We'll be back in a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%. APR, 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix, provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $100. $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and joined now by a man who really wants us to give a damn. And, you know, this is the time of the year when we are very open to, I think, messages of hope and giving a damn. If you could see the cover of Mark Lewis's book, you would really love the cover. It's all of these hands coming together. And I don't know how you did it, Mark, but that's a really great picture. And welcome back.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on. The purpose of the hands wrapping around the globe, you know, you see the globe in the background, is really the message there is that we all need to work together, because collectively we can have a big change in the world, but we all have to work together individually to make that happen.
Right. The book is called Give a Damn. Individually we make a difference. Collectively we change the world. And I think that you demonstrate that all the time, and you just wrote an article. Did I hear you wrote an article about Veterans Day?
Yeah, one of the things is that I wanted to make an analogy between our soldiers and people, and basically Veterans Day was a perfect example of how we honor those who gave their hearts and souls for our country. And they did it with one thing in mind, really, to serve and protect, is every soldier's attitude focused on what they could do for others. They serve, and for our country, by protecting. And so I think we need to think like soldiers. Everybody needs to think like a soldier and they never expected anything in return for what they did for our country. So we've kind of gotten away from that soldier mentality, and I wanted to make an analogy between what the soldiers did for us and what we need to do for people and have that soldier mentality.
How does a businessman who really didn't need to do this, how did, you know, one of New Orleans' finest businessmen who does roundtables for CEOs, you're very involved in the rebuilding of the community, and congratulations, by the way, on your new mayor, first woman.
Yes.
Mayor.
Yep.
And what a win you guys had yesterday. Oh, my gosh. Those Saints are unbelievable. That Drew Brees is just taking the town by storm. But anyway.
Well, yeah. He's a lot like Tom Brady. They're both the one and the same.
Yeah, they are.
Yep.
So how does this all come together? How do you put everything aside and write a book called Give a Damn?
Well, I think it all started probably 10 years ago. I just saw things that I couldn't believe what was happening, things in the street, things all around what I was observing in the marketplace. And I figured, well, I got kind of upset about all these things and how self-centered everybody was. So, you know, as part of my work, you know, I always tell people as a businessman, I don't really care about revenue. And everybody looks at me like, what, are you crazy? I said, no, I don't think I'm crazy. I think if we take care of others, if we serve others, if we provide the absolute best customer service, the revenue is going to come, because you're going to go over and beyond what people expect, and they're going to want to do business with you. And that's about serving others. So revenue is going to come, but, you know, you shouldn't expect it. So over the time in coaching and helping people, I just realized how much I enjoyed giving to people and how much they appreciated it. And I just thought that that's the mentality that we need to have as a country, because we've kind of gotten away from that. And that just bothered me, so I decided to write a book.
So what can we do as we approach Thanksgiving that we can be different and do something different this year?
Well, I think what most people need to really realize is – how we act. Sometimes we just do things and we act the way we act without thinking about what effect it might have on people. And one of the things I think people need, and you don't hear this as much in the world today, like when you open up a door, all this time open up a door for someone and they never say thank you. And I'm going, really? Well, it's like, now, you would think you would appreciate what people do for you.
No. Listen, it was 5 in the morning, yesterday morning, 5:15 to be exact, and a very dear friend of mine's friend needed to go to the airport, and she's not feeling so well, and she couldn't run in, and her friend needed assistance to get the wheelchair. So I volunteered to do that. And at the time, it sounded like a good thing. In reality, it was tough getting up on a Sunday morning at 5 o'clock, but I did it. And I could not believe the traffic getting into Terminal C at that hour. I just couldn't believe it. And there's something called the zipper effect in driving. You go, and then I go. You go, I go.
Sure.
And it's letting each other, and there was one car that refused to let anybody go. And there were a couple like that, and I'm like, really? Come on. Really? It's like getting close to Thanksgiving. It's 5 in the morning, and you won't let us get in? Like, we're not going to be able to be one versus the other? Come on.
Yeah, and I think it's that mentality of trying to get ahead and being better than the other person. And I think part of that, we learn it on what technology, I think, has contributed. You know, you see all these games. We don't have the shows that taught the morals like Father's Knows Best or Lassie or these Captain Kangaroo. Those were all nice, good shows that taught you know, to give to others, and we've kind of gotten away from that. And it's this constant need of trying to get ahead and getting better, being better than somebody, and that leads to violence because people, you know, they get this ego-driven, and that happened in New Orleans. A great football player got involved with another football player, and one thing led to another, and then guns came out, a guy died, and he didn't need to die. Will Smith, a great football player, didn't need to die because he had to prove that he was better, and nobody backed down. It's like, why? And that's the kind of situation the self-centered brings to people because they want to be the best, and they just can't do it.
Right.
It's sad,
so
actually.
It's very sad. It's very, very sad. And I think that we as Americans, you know, this is the time of the year when we should be shining and not be caught up in the pressures and the pettiness. And we all have to compromise and overlook.
Yeah, we need to take a step back and look at who we are, what we do, how we interact with people, how we think, what we do, what effect does it have on people, and really change that mindset. But the hardest thing in the world is you're molded into a being, and to try to change is very, very difficult. And trying to change an attitude is very, very difficult. So what I'm trying to do is to get people to think, and the theme, Give a Damn, I want to take it nationwide, I want to take it worldwide. If everybody can just see this theme, they may get it in their mind of how they should act and how they should be in front of others and how they should continue to give to others. And by giving, you're going to get stuff back in return. But the big problem is, a lot of people think, well, if I give to you, then I expect something in return. And that's just not the way to think. So the whole theme is to rally everybody around this give a damn attitude and to think and have these wristbands that I have that I give out to people and to think about changing this mindset. It's going to take a long time to do it, but I think we also need to go back to the very early ages of childhood and start teaching give a darn in kindergarten and then progress up. And hopefully it'll take hold.
What's been the response from your community and from the bigger picture so far?
Well, you know, I've made a big push on my Facebook page starting October 1st to try to get people more engaged. And I've gone from 70 likes to almost 800 now. And you know what the ironic thing about this and the statistics that I'm seeing is that most people who like and really like the theme Give a Damn 85% of them are women, which I thought was really engaging because I think the women have it. They get it. They see how it can have an effect, and now we need to get the men on that side to join.
So let's,
but it was,
let's
it was
challenge
really
let's challenge the men to go to Give a Damn Facebook.
Yeah, just to go and Give a Damn the book. Go do a search on it, and that'll come up, and if you'll like it, and sure. But, you know, we're progressing. We're making inroads. You have made a tremendous help. You've helped tremendously in going forward. I can't
Well, no. I'm loving this campaign because I want us to all give a damn. I want us all collectively because that's how it will work. It will work that way. We've got to run. Thank you so much, Mark Lewis.
Thank
we wish you,
you
the
Frankie.
Best. And go to find, Google him and like him on Facebook, men. Yes, and continue women liking him as well. And we will be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's REG-ACTIV.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories. New ideas turn into businesses. Programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a fire starting in my heart. And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and we now are joined right here on Biz Talk Radio. One of our favorite nannies, Florence Ann Romano, is back, the Windy City nanny. And she is a dedicated philanthropist and former nanny who's always had a special place in her heart for children. And she's worked for over 15 years as a nanny, beginning as a mommy's helper. And she shares her experiences in Nanny and Me, her beautifully illustrated book for children. And it's such a pleasure. Welcome to the program. Welcome back. It's always nice to have you with us.
Hi, Frankie. So happy to be back with you.
So I just, this is an awkward time of the year for nannies. So It starts with Thanksgiving. What are their responsibilities? If they are not leaving to go to their own family, and many of them have nowhere to go, so they're kind of like, it's awkward. Do you invite them to join you with the family? Are they responsible for the kids still? What about people coming from out of town with their kids? Are they expected to help with the meal? I mean, there's like all these questions.
There's a ton of questions, and it's all going to depend on the precedent that you set with your nanny from the beginning. So let's say it's a nanny that lives with your family. They live in, they're in your home all the time. That's going to be a different set of rules than a nanny who's just coming and going for, you know, certain hours of the day. So let's use the example of a nanny that lives with you. If they are not going anywhere else and you have not offered for them to have the time off, because that's important too. Are you even giving your nanny the time off? Are they able to go anywhere and visit their family or their friends? You need to make that decision for your family as well. But if they are staying with you, it would be the decent thing to do to have them join you. Now, do you have them sit at the table with you and your family, or are they taking care of the kids? Again, transparency is key with what your expectations are during the holidays with your nanny. But I do have to say to those families out there that are wondering whether or not they can have their nieces and nephews and cousins' children all taken care of by the nanny, that is customary, if you do have a live-in nanny, that they would be responsible for the other children that are also coming as well. But the expectation has to be set with that nanny ahead of time that that is what he or she is going to do during the holidays. You should, of course, offer them the meal and make sure they're taken care of and feel included. But you do not have to offer to have them sit at the table with your family. They can, you know, be with the kids. It depends on what you are comfortable with. They are still your employee. But kindness, I believe, always goes a very long way.
So how does a nanny speak up if she's getting stuck with doing the cleanup and all of that. She's not the maid, she's the nanny. So is there a role or a distinction that has to be made before?
There should always be
a conversation that happens. It's awkward.
It's so wild. Hey, it's even awkward when, like, your sister-in-law doesn't want to help you clean up, and you're like, hey, don't you see me doing all the dishes over here? I mean, you feel like you're alone. But, I mean, it is an awkward time because they are your employee, but they're not your maid, like you said. But if the expectations of your nanny in your household that you operate every day with these rules is that they are cleaning up and doing dishes and doing laundry and things like that, then that might be an expectation you have that day that they would also be helping you serve or helping you clean up. But again, it's going to depend on what parameters you have set with your nanny from the very beginning. I would also suggest when you are hiring your nanny, that this is a conversation you have during the vetting process about how many holidays they get off, if they get their holidays off, what the expectations are during the holidays. Get that out of the way in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. What a great idea. So that's, you know, that's nailed. You don't have to deal with it after that. That's good. That's
right?
A good thing to do. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that there are, I mean, there's also the fact that it's a long weekend for many people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, is that extra work for the nanny? And is that something that she wasn't expecting, or she may have to do double duty?
She may have to do double duty. He may have to do double duty. It might be a nanny situation that you have in your home. I always like to make sure, you know, that's a part of the conversation now, too, because so many men are in the profession as well. But it is a different time. There are exceptions to rules all the time in life, and this is one of those. If you can give your nanny some time off, I would suggest that you do it. They work very hard. And if they have families, let them be with their families. If they don't, include them in yours. Make them feel special. There's nothing worse than someone not feeling like they're able to enjoy the holidays. It doesn't mean that they're not still working, but like I said, kindness and compassion and making them feel like they're a part of the family on those very special occasions, that's just going to make your relationship with your nanny stronger because they're going to feel like they're appreciated and they're valued.
You know, the other thing, too, is what happens with the awkwardness? This is not just for Thanksgiving, but how do you deal with, as a nanny and as someone who, Florence, you know this more than anyone else, what happens when the conflicts in the family happen? And you know and I know they're more prevalent during the holidays because everybody's so stressed.
Everyone's so stressed out. Well, I would say it's twofold. If the argument is happening between the nanny and the employer, that can happen where it is a stressful time of year and maybe the nanny family is asking a lot of the nanny and the nanny needs to voice the fact that they are being overworked and it's not part of the expectations, whatever the case may be. That is something that the nanny, I would hope, will feel comfortable enough to say, listen, this is as kind as they can say it. This is not what we agreed to. But if the arguments that are happening are through within the family and the nanny is witnessing this, which let's be honest, that happens a lot in nanny situations, especially with a live-in. These nannies
yes.
see and hear a lot. So do you get the nanny involved in resolving the conflict? No, I don't think the nanny is there to resolve your conflict or be your counselor. The nanny's job is to take care of those children. So if there is a conflict happening, I would hope that nanny is going to make sure they take those children out
yeah,
of the situation.
Yeah, I would too. Florence, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for gracing us with your information. And what's the best website, please?
WindyCityNanny.com. Love to hear from you, and I hope you all have a beautiful and blessed Thanksgiving. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much. And we'll be back next time. Thanks for listening. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, and as always, smile. We'll see you next time.
Smile. In the sky, you'll get by.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.